going on to item eight on new business. Chief, why don't I ask you just to kind of give us an intro, and then I have a number of speakers that I will call in just a moment.
If I could direct the board's attention to tab four. We have here tonight with us MCTV representative Connie Malik, who's here to give us a presentation. Kind of what we discussed is looking at what opportunities we have on the coast side to start looking at getting our meetings videotaped, as well as some of the web streaming that we want to post on our website. We've heard from Ontario Fog, and they gave us a presentation related to that scope, and they can fulfill that, both videotaping and also web streaming. In my discussions, as I said earlier with Mal, with Connie, she has, since we last talked, had to wait to go before her board to seek some additional funding for new equipment. That's why there was some delay in getting back to us. That has since been done. She's here tonight to kind of talk about what the MCTV, if we will, offers in its scope and depth and breadth of not only videotaping this, web streaming, and there's some of the other options that that she has to present. So that said, hi, Connie.
And I'll a number of these green slips state they'd like to speak after the presentation. So if that's the case with the speakers, unless somebody objects to that, I'd like to have Connie, if you would, please bridge your presentation now. Okay.
Do you want me to go to the podium?
That's comfortable. Okay.
Well, I want to thank you for this opportunity to be here before you tonight. My name is Constance Malik, and I'm the president of Midcoast Television. And for those of you who are not aware, Midcoast Television is the community access station that was designated in 1982 by the city of Half Moon Bay and the county of San Mateo to be the local community channel. And we are on Channel 6 on Coastside Cable, which serves 8,000 households here on the coast. And we're very proud of being on 6. It's between 5 and 7. That's considered to be pretty good real estate in the video world. And we fought very hard to remain on Channel 6 because we are on the lower tier. And there's a lot of people in this community, seniors in particular, who don't use the internet, who are not computer savvy, and they rely, because they're not going out in the evenings, on Channel 6 for their meeting information. And I know that because they contact me at the station. We are a 501c3 corporation run by a board of directors that's very experienced in all technological issues. We have video professionals, we have web professionals, we have people who are IT specialists, and we also have people who are involved in just the creation and production of media. So we are, you know, I think a very well-rounded group of people. Every decision that we made is made by our board of directors. One of the things that was an issue was this whole idea of web streaming, which is where we video your meeting. And right now we've been doing this for 18 years, most of the public agencies on the coast. And those meetings are put on Channel 6 in a regular time slot. We also provide for the agency, if the agency wants it, a DVD of that meeting for archival purposes. And we, you know, are serving 8 agencies right now with those meetings. We had considered moving into the web and video on-demand field, but our board didn't want to do it until we knew all the agencies were requesting it. We originally, about a year ago, we had a couple requests from people in the community, and those requests were just not significant enough in our mind to be able to take the capital investiture, which we do have capital money, which we've raised over the years that resides at the county of San Mateo, but it's our money to ask for when we feel we want to use that money. So now that several agencies, including Coastside County Water District, that voted at its meeting on Tuesday night to go with us for its web streaming as well as its video on demand, several other agencies, I think the very first one was Montero Water and Sanitary District, have asked us to also consider that. And so our board felt this was the time to do it. So we're making the capital investiture. We are already contracted out to several very high-end technological companies to get the equipment that we need to move into that field. The installation is scheduled for the second week in March. We anticipate being up and running by the 1st of April. We feel like as a nonprofit in the community, you're taking your money and it's a very cost-effective use of your money. You're putting it back into the community. Not only do we do public meetings, but we do all of the free messages for all of the nonprofit organizations on the coast. If you're a nonprofit organization and you want to put something on that's advertising your fundraiser or something that's happening, we will put that on for free for you. The other thing is we also provide an avenue for students at the high school to do vocational training. We've been an agency that's worked with some of the emergency groups. We have several videos that we currently show that are on emergency preparedness. And we are also the direct feed from the cable building to the Channel 6. We are the only channel out of the whole cable system that is a direct feed out of that building at 525 Obispo Road. So in the case of an emergency, we would be the one who could be taken over to carry emergency information, and they do have backup power there. They have reserve power there. So I think it's another reason why we feel like the fire board in particular should support our endeavors. You know, you don't need to spend additional money to just web stream, since we can do both for you. However, the thing that Montero Fog cannot do is they cannot reach the cable access people. We are the only ones who can do the information of a meeting on Channel 6, and there's many reasons for that, but our staff is trained with professional equipment. Each of our cameras are $6,000 or $7,000 equipment. We've been doing this for 20 years. We've replaced our equipment over that time two or three times, and we have the capital budget to continue to do that in the future. We see ourselves as being a real service to the community, and we would really like to be able to be the ones who provide this service for you. And I would be happy to answer any questions. I know there was some information given out the last time you heard this, like we were full. That is not the case. There's no reason why we would be full. We're, you know, a business. We're an incorporated entity. And if we need to hire more people, we hire more people. If we need to buy more equipment, we buy more equipment. We're not in a situation where we are in any way unable to serve your needs. And as far as data conversion, you know, we are the professionals in the video field. We've been doing this for a long time. Our expertise is proven. And we can convert that data into any format that you want within reason. I mean, it's not, doesn't take a rocket scientist these days to be able to convert that data into what needs you have, whether it be, you know, for those of you who are technologically savvy, Windows Media, Flash, if you want it to be something that's chaptered, that information can be chaptered. So we would like you to seriously consider our proposal. Is why not go with a community organization, put your money back into the community instead of in the pockets of a private entrepreneur. So, and I would be happy to answer any questions, and I would like to have that opportunity to respond to anything that might come up that might be an error.
I'd note that in your packet, I think everybody's seen it, there is a proposal from MCTV that has been provided to the board as well. Any questions at this point? If not, I have a number of questions. Let's do the speakers first. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I shuffled these, so I'm not sure they're going to be in the order that which I received, if that makes any difference. And Leonard Warren, first of all, please. Leonard?
Can I ask that you call Darren first?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask that you call Darren first?
Darren. Darren Bovill. Darren, you're on.
President, members of the board, I'm Darren Bovill. Apologize for my voice today. I'm running a cold, a little bit of a fever, but I thought it was important to be here today to answer questions and to respond and maybe compare and contrast the two proposals in front of you. As you know, I run a webpage called Montero Fog, and I've been for 2 years now with CoSider and with my own page now, Montero Fog, filming and broadcasting on the web government meetings on the coast. And we've had great luck with that, both the Hackman Bay City Council meetings. I've been doing the MCC meetings of the past few months. MWSD has been filming on their own their meetings and giving me the file, and I've been putting it up on the website. And in all those cases, we have experienced large audiences compared to what, as people tell us, kind of, you know, they hear stories compared to what they've experienced before with the cable channel. Mostly because the the data is available freely and widely on the internet. It isn't just on Channel 6 at one time and so forth and so on. Easily available and readily available. People tend to watch it because it's easy to get to. So what is the real fundamental differences between Montero Fogg's ideas and MCTV's ideas? There's a couple of big ones. The biggest first hurdle, there's several big hurdles, is that MCTV insists on holding the copyright to the government-funded videos. Even though they're government-supported, they get a subsidy from the cable franchise and Comcast, that's in the law. They get paid directly by whatever board is having them film that board. They still insist that they own that property. And they, of course, by law then are able to do what they wish with it and even change their minds in the future. They, for example, insist that commercial websites cannot reuse any portion of their videos, which prevents places like PostSider or Half Bay Review from exerting out important newsworthy items and letting the public be informed of your activities. And that is not in your interest. Your interest is not to control or shape or have any, any more than what happened. You want to get that information out to the public. And if that means allowing news channels to cover you, that is what you want. It's desirable to have more exposure, not less. The only cure for the problems of democracy is more democracy, is more openness. And so by having the tapes copyrighted and a clear policy that prevents others from using it, it, one, prevents your audience from seeing your videos. It's going to be very, very small with MCTV's proposal. My proposal is to make it available free of charge to anybody who wants it. Let the review use it, let PostSider use it, let Montero Fogg use it, let somebody else who does a web page use it, whatever. We'll get the information out there to a large audience. That's what you want to do. You also need to look at the broadcast world versus the web world. MCTV has done a great job, and they're good people, working hard on very little money to run this cable channel, Channel 6. They've done it for many years. It's no small thing. It's a great achievement what they've accomplished. But the difference is that the web is not a similar market. It's not a similar world. The web is totally different than the broadcast market. It may use the same camcorders, but after that, it's all different. And so they don't start out at a high point and going a little higher. They start out pretty much at zero and have to climb that learning curve all the way up. And it's quite a steep learning curve. It seems easy at first. Oh, what do you do? Every kid can do iMovie and put it up on the web. That's, it's trivial. Why not have your 15-year-old son do it? But it's more complicated than that, as they'll find out. And they're making some decisions now, and they have a framework that, to me, says broadcast, broadcast, broadcast. Even the terminology they use is from the broadcast world. The video on demand that they talk about in the proposal sounds like some really cool thing. And that's a term that I first heard used in the mid-70s. And in Columbus, they had a Q-base, I think it was called, a cable service where you could push buttons and get programming customized to your buttons as you push them. Video on demand. But what they really mean is a link. And you click on the link and you play a video, just like every web page in the world. A link. So video on demand is just a link to a video. The other service they're offering is called webcasting. What they're doing there, it sounds like to me at least, is mirroring Channel 6 on the web. In other words, it's playing on 7 o'clock on Tuesday, it's playing at 7 o'clock on Tuesday on the web too, which is not how the web works. AOL Time Warner thought they knew that they could get together real well. Two different worlds. Whereas Montero Fogg starts out with one already demonstrating that we can put these videos up, put them up quickly in a couple days, put them up with all the user-friendly features like chaptering and the right file sizes and the right formats, and demonstrated to the audience already for these videos. And we also demonstrate the my fever's getting losing my point here. So we have the copyright, we have the capability, and we also the capabilities to do it and do it in an efficient way. We've demonstrated that. So the broadcast world is different from the web world completely. And it's important when you look at the proposal, when they say there's a proven track record, that's not in the web world, it's in the broadcast world. And they should stay, they do a great job in the broadcast world. Nothing is staying after change. They should keep doing what they do best and keep going, pushing themselves in the broadcast world. But your goal is to reach as many people as possible to get the widest possible audience for your proceedings here to allow information to flow, allow a free marketplace of ideas to form, and free exchange of ideas to form, both good for you and both good for the audience. And to do that, you really need to go with someone who's not going to constrain the use of the videos, and who has a real capability to achieve the videos, get them online, and get them to a broad audience. And finally, MCTV's proposal has kind of a build-it-may-will-come fallacy incorporated into it. They're going to put a web page together, and somehow people are going to go there. That's never addressed as that little magic part of it, how people will go there. They do claim they're going to put little ads on Channel 6, which is kind of self-defeating because if you don't have Comcast, you don't see the ads. If you're a web viewer, you're not watching Comcast in the first place. They're also going to put the ads in Half and Bay Review, so I'm not sure how effective they are. Their biggest thing they have is that's great, is the Channel 6 slot between 5 and 7. When you're browsing, you crash into them. There's no analog to that on the web. There's no channel above and below MCTV's channel. The web viewership, if that's their plan, there's no way to get the people to come. Whereas on Monterafog, and by putting it out for others to use, you get the benefit of having all those other visitors coming in for the elephant seal video, coming in for the bait videos, for the witch video, for the other videos. Thousands of viewers coming in and seeing your video there and pushing it in their face. That's a huge benefit to reach a larger audience, which I think is the main point here and the overall goal. And with that, I'll answer any questions you want, and I will be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's have some speakers, and then the board can ask some additional questions. I didn't realize when we started going that we were so popular. Leonard Warren. And Leonard, can I respectfully ask that you kind of keep it reasonably?
I'll be back shorter than Darren.
Okay.
One of the reasons I wanted him to go first is so that he would say most of the stuff that I wouldn't have to. Leonard Warren, El Granada. I'm going to start with the conclusion and then throw in some other points. The conclusion is it is absolutely positively not in the public interest to have government meeting videos copyrighted. And I sit on three boards, Granada Sanitary District, Sewer Authority Midcoast Side, and Midcoast Community Council. And I guarantee you that if this decision comes to us, it is a complete, absolute showstopper in my book to have the videos copyrighted. Non-start. I won't even put it on the agenda. I'm the board president of two of the three there that I just named. It will not even go on the agenda if MCTV insists on owning the copyright. So I urge you to insist that if you even consider MCTV, and I have arguments against that too, which I'll give you in a second, but if you ignore the rest of the arguments and go with MCTV, you must consider it an absolute requirement that either you own the copyright or it's in the public domain. You cannot allow MCTV to own the copyright. It's not in the public interest. As far as reliability, the MCC meeting from last Wednesday, which was supposed to be shown last Thursday, is running right now as we speak. Why? Who knows? They had some equipment problem that didn't run last Thursday. This is more common than MCTV would let you have you believe. They didn't even know that it didn't run until somebody called them and told them that it wasn't running. And then they just said, oh, the equipment shut down because it was a sound problem, except the picture never came on. I was watching it when it was supposed to be on. They have major, major equipment reliability problems, contrary to the talk about having state-of-the-art and replacing it frequently and all that. That's advertising glossy hype, and where the rubber meets the road, that hype is not supportable by the reality. One thing Darren didn't mention, how long will the video on demand be available? There's a really subtle note in the written materials here from MCTV that implies that it's not going to be available on the web for that long. As far as I know, Darren's never taken down any video that he's put up on his website. I think it's all there for the long haul. And sometimes you want to go back and look and see what happened at a meeting 6 months ago. That's useful. So what's your choice with MCTV? Pay their 1,000% or 10,000% markup, $50 for a DVD? I order DVDs by the crate, blank DVDs. I'm paying somewhere around 30 to 40 cents a piece for top-quality professional DVDs. You can get the crappy ones for half of that. So $50, that implies that there's some highly paid person there sitting there watching it copy for the 2 hours that it takes to copy. That's ridiculous, that $50 charge. That is almost pure profit for MCTV, and it's inappropriate. Somebody needs to be able to just say, hey, do you have a copy of that? Make me a copy. And when they own the copyright, they can't do it. Why do they insist on owning the copyright? So they can charge these usurious charges for meeting video copies. That's the sole reason. I don't believe that MCTV is community-oriented. The intent of the cable channels, the public access channel, is if you remember Saturday Night Live's recurring skit, Wayne's World, these two idiots in their basement making videos and putting them on cable, anything that somebody wants to run on cable that doesn't create legal liability for the cable station should be run. Yet, MCTV is extremely restrictive in what they'll consider. There's all kinds of rules, arbitrary rules, that are changed on the fly to suit the current circumstance. And I just think that MCTV does not serve the best interests of the community at large, and I urge you to consider a proven alternative.
Thank you very much, Lonnie. Next I have, and I'm not sure if I can read this correctly, it's Bert Barbosa?
Yes.
Bert, please.
I'm Bert Barbosa. I've lived in the coast for 40 years. I've been working with MCTV for 22 years. I have a special program for the Portuguese community, which is every Saturday, present all the activities from the Portuguese and the coast, from El Granada to Pescadero, all the festivals, and I really want to ask the board to support MCTV.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Michael Day.
President Burke, members of the board, Mike Day from El Granada. I'm the MCTV vice president. The first chance I've ever had to appear before this board, and so let me just first say, because I haven't ever been able to do before, how much we appreciate the work of the board and all the firefighters in the district. I'm going to just mention a few of the things and explain some things in response to what Mr. Bovell said and Mr. Warren said. I'd like to reserve 30 seconds in case when Barry gets up, he says something. We've had lots of back and forth things, and as Chief noted, there were some other things said at the last meeting we didn't hear about, so I'd like to be able to respond. But let me explain a couple things first. MCTV does have a large and substantial audience, and anybody who says otherwise is completely speculative. We actually brought some folks out from Cornell University to do a study, a phone survey study, of who was watching MCTV. And a large percentage of the community, you know, 30-40% of the community would see a program on MCTV over the course of a week. We also receive frequent phone calls to MCTV commenting on a program, in some cases saying, I couldn't hear it properly, which is why we went to Montero Sanitary District and said, will you please buy a sound system like all the other agencies have so that we can hear you properly when we're on the air. We get that feedback from the community. We know they're out there, and it's not accurate for anybody to say that you're reaching a small audience when you're on MCTV. One of the most important things you need to realize about the proposals in front of you is that if you go with MCTV, you pay the same amount as all the other agencies for the taping of the program and to have it cable cast on MCTV. For only $150 more, you're going to get the web streaming. That is cost effective. If you otherwise want to have Montero Fog do it, and you still want to be on Channel 6, it's a substantially greater cost to the district. And that's obviously one of the reasons why Coast Central Water District didn't do it. Let's talk about this copyright issue. MCTV does have a copyright on any videos that it produces. That's true of any television entity, and that doesn't matter whether it's CBS or NBC taping the State of the Union address. It's their copyright. If Channel 7 tries to show the Channel 5 program of the State of the Union address without paying for it, they'll get sued. And that's why MCTV is not interested in having its videos shown without compensation by commercial websites. We've been told by the city and county that franchised MCTV to be the public access entity. But you're only going to get the limited amount of support from us that you can get from the franchise fees, because that's all there is. We're not going to be able to give you general fund money. So you guys have to go out and find ways to help fund the activities of MCTV. And it does cost a lot of staff time and a lot of staff effort to copy DVDs and to schedule our programs and everything. And believe me, the fees that we charge the entities, the local community agencies right now, does not recover the full cost of taking these meetings, taping them, and putting them on the air. But we're trying to keep the fees reasonable, and we think they are. And we try to make the fee for web streaming very reasonable, too. But with regard to the issue of the copyright, let's not confuse the fact that if you, as an agency, get a copy of your meeting from us after we tape it, whether you get it as a web file, whether you get it as a DVD copy, it becomes a public record. You've got it. You can show it to any member of the public who wants to come see it. You can keep it forever. You have no problem letting people access it. What you can't do is give it to somebody to make a commercial use of it. That's what the copyright laws don't let you do. Coastside County Water District was perfectly okay. One other thing I want to address is that saying that we start out at zero in the web world is not accurate. I'm very disappointed that Mr. Beauville has never called MCTV, never talked to us, never come see us, doesn't even know what inside of our station looks like. We have retained the people who put together our automated system to do the web stream. They have designed, installed, and maintained the same system on dozens of other community access stations around the country. They're doing the same thing we're talking about. It works. They have lots of experience with it. There isn't any question that we're going to be able to do this. And the other thing is, how are people going to find the MCTV website and know that that's where your meeting is? We already have greater publicity capabilities than Montero Park with the MCTV channel listing that shows up on the cable channels when we're not showing other programming. We also have it on our website. It also shows up in the Half-Moon Bay Review. And once we have the web streaming capability, your meetings and the meetings of the other agencies aren't the only thing that MCTV can put on there. We can do the high school football games. We can do the community plays and the children's programs that people give us. We can do birds portrait programs. There will be a lot of vibrant activity on the website. And it's not appropriate and it's not actually fair to say again, we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Let's wait a little bit. We've done. Thank you, Michael. Next, I have Neil Merrilies.
My name is Neil Merrilies. I live in Moss Beach. I vowed never to get involved in fire board issues, but yet here I am. I'm here because of our little community is changing, and it's changing really a lot because of open access on the web. I'm newly elected to the MCC, and the MCC has started changing drastically because our videos have gotten up on different sites. People have been discussing them, and people from out of the country, the Board of Supervisors members from out of the country, have been able to go on the website, watch the meetings, see the comments on the meetings, and then make changes. And public statements due to being able to watch these things on the web. And it's not that he goes to one website and watches it at a certain time. These things are up all the time. And so the word of mouth is incredible. There are thousands of people watching MCC meetings when they're good that weren't watching them before. And they're commenting about them. They're talking about them. They're changing the face of politics as we speak. Maybe I'm optimistic, but I really do think that it is just due to a couple of websites, and they call them commercial websites. They're making no money, but I guess they could be termed commercial websites because they make, they don't cover their costs, but they make a small amount of money. But in any case, they don't have access to the MCTV videos that exist now. And that was one of the reasons they got started in doing the videos, because they did not have access to those MCTV videos. So people couldn't comment on what was going on in the meetings. They couldn't see the meetings on the web. And so I vowed personally, I'm not going to go to another meeting where there isn't a video camera present that it has free access. And if Darren doesn't want to do it, and if Barry doesn't want to do it, then I'll bring my own video and set it up, and I'll give the tape to whoever wants it, because I think the free and open access part of video on the web is changing politics on a daily basis. Thank you.
Next, I have Barry Parr.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak. I'm not actually going to speak in favor of either proposal, but I do want to talk about how you want to think about this problem. And first of all, I want to explain to Mike Day that the executive office does not pay to have ABC TV bring their cameras to tape the State of the Union address. And that's why ABC owns the tape, is because they're paying to have it done. This board is going to pay to have its meetings taped. And I think you need to keep in mind that you're spending public money to have public meetings taped. And MCTV is saying they own the copyright to that. You can draw the contract any way you like. That's your determination. You have to decide what's in the public interest. I've been publishing CoSider for about 4 years now. We reach about 5,000 readers on the CoSide every month. I worked very hard to cover all the boards honestly and fairly on the CoSide. And as a result of that, I've been taking a lot of time to tape public meetings myself. And the reason I've done that is because MCTV will not allow me to use clips from their videos in my news reports. They won't let any CoSide news organization do that. Ultimately, I do believe that MCTV will have to acknowledge that the tapes of elected board meetings that are paid for with public money are owned by the public and not by MCTV. But in the meantime, I recommend that regardless of whichever vendor you choose to tape your meetings, that the district insist that the vendor not interfere with the public's right to the contents of the tapes. There's more than one way to do this. MCTV's current policy, however, is misguided. It's not in the public interest, nor is it in the interest of the board to do this, and it is based strictly on the self-interest of MCTV. And there are several reasons for this. I mean, the public is the public is denied easy access to newsworthy events that happen in board meetings because they're buried in gavel-to-gavel coverage. Also, we don't know how long those videos will be online. We have no guarantee of that for MCTV once something happens. The boards are vulnerable to having their actions distorted by news reports and political opponents when the actual proceedings are not freely available to the public. And the community as a whole is impoverished when public property is treated as private property, even by a nonprofit organization. Now, I want you to understand something. Now, they've talked about me and Darren being entrepreneurs and private businesses. That's true. But I'll also tell you that Connie Malik is taking more money out of MCTV than Darren or I are getting out of our websites. We are not making money doing Lantera Fog at CoSider.com. So, whichever vendor you choose to tape your meetings or distribute them on the web, I urge the board to insist that the final product is the public, is the property of the public, not just a single disk, and is available for reuse by anybody who wants to use it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barry. Vince Williams, please.
Vince Williams, Moss Beach. I don't want to repeat a lot of what's gone on before. I just wanted to reiterate that I'll continue to do the audio recordings and put them up on Terra Fog until some sort of video system can be put in place. A couple observations on things that weren't covered. I think you need to look at the entanglements of the two entities. You know, Darren is essentially a one-man show. Maybe he's going to hire somebody to actually do the videotaping. MCTV is a nonprofit board, but they're tied in with a for-profit Comcast. They're also a regulated monopoly, both at the FCC level and the Board of Supervisors. That's going to limit what they can actually do compared to Darren. The other thing is that in doing the audio recording, I had some surprises just in the feedback that I got from people. You know, I thought they were just going to be listened to on Montero Fog, but people actually were downloading them onto MPEG players and playing them in their cars and in their headsets, you know, when they were commuting and going other places. And that was...
We would certainly put a study close
there. But that was a use that I had no idea people would put this to. So I think the copyright issue is really critical. You know, this is really the public's information in the future. It's not clear what, you know, how they're going to be using it, where they're going to be listening to it, and what devices they're going to be listening to it on. So please keep that open. Thank you.
I have no more requests to speak as board members. What would your questions or desires be at this point?
Well, I said before, you know, what's the real desire to actually see people on TV versus having Vince put it up on the Montero Fog in an audio version? The indexing is the real value to me for the whole thing, and it's, you know, it's free, or if you end up having to pay somebody to audio tape it, that's a value. If you were to be adamant about the fact you want to have it recorded and videotaped, I would tend to go more with the website, because it's there in the archive, it's there to look at whenever you want to, and it's free. So I would lean more towards that.
Let me just preempt before. Let's everybody get a chance to discuss and ask their questions, but let's keep any motions off the floor for a while and everybody gets a chance to express themselves with mine. Who else?
Oh, well, I guess I'll go next. The Cosi Fire Protection District is a very, very new district, combining the Half Moon Bay Fire District with the Point Montero Fire District, which even makes us our goals even more needed of transparency. We need to have the public see everything we do. I have been doing my own little survey with people, and they are extremely happy that they can go to Montero Fog and download by chapter, because they can, by the agenda, they can go to a chapter and they can actually see what happened during the motion. They can see the discussion, they can see the how the vote went, and all of that sort of thing. I believe that a lot of my customers or a lot of my constituents don't have Comcast anymore. A lot of my neighbors are not hooked up to Comcast, and I think you were telling me that you weren't hooked up.
I'm a recovering Comcast user.
I know that there are DirecTVs all up and down Etheldor. For a long time, I've gone to the telephone and called MCTV. And kind of chased the idea of having you folks pick us up, you know, when we were up in Point Montero every Tuesday, second Tuesday of the month. I know I gave up calling, actually, because you didn't have enough staffing, or you had to train the staff. You wouldn't allow just anybody to be a camera jockey. It had to be your camera jockey, or Connie would have to be there watching that camera jockey. And so I chased that dream, if you will, for a long time. And when I first became acquainted with Montero Fog, I thought, oh, this is wonderful. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. I can actually push buttons, and I can see what was said about that fire engine, 44, you know, and I can just go right to it and find out, because it's right there. It's accessible. And people are really coming up to me, and they're telling me how much they're enjoying Cosider, how much they're enjoying Montero Fog, because they're really getting involved in government now. They're really beginning to see and hear and understand the burdens of being on a board, the important issues that are coming up to boards and into the Coast Side at this time. And I believe that our goals and everything that we do up here has to be transparent to the public. So I believe that Montero Fogg should handle it. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
I've got a number of questions here that have come up here. Most of them have been brought up, and I'm sort of wondering if MCTV would like to respond to the issues. For example, how many times do you plan to air this on MCTV? If you just let me go down the questions and ask them one at a time, can you answer them? I think that'd be the easiest.
Go ahead.
Okay. We actually, at the moment, we show all of the meetings the very next night after your meeting has been, like, for instance, we would show it at 7 o'clock the following night. However, if there were a different time slot that you wanted it to be put on, we would be certainly amenable to that, or if you found that there was a time that you'd rather have your meeting shown. Meetings, of course, can be shown more than once on a channel. At the moment, we only show them once, and I think especially if we're going to be serving you with a opportunity due to precisely what Montero Fogg does now, which is you can go to the website and you can see that meeting at any time. That is what we are proposing. We are proposing that you would not only get the video shown in its entirety on Channel 6, but you would have the same services as Montero is saying that they can offer you. You would have the ability to see it streamed, or you'd have the ability to go anytime to our website, find it chaptered, and be able to watch that meeting. So you're not getting anything less from us, and that would be available.
Okay. Is the cost, are you saying that the chaptering is included within the cost you've listed here?
Yes. What it's going to take for us to chapter is just to take that data and be able to...
Yeah, okay, just a short...
Yes and no.
So you're saying the cost is included.
Yes.
Was that an accurate description of web streaming and video on demand that Darren gave, or whoever it was that gave it?
Well, the terms that are used in the industry, can vary from who you're talking to, but basically streaming is when you're able to go to and see something from the beginning to the end, and it's coming out live. We would do that when we're showing the meeting. There's also the opportunity for you to go back to the website at any time and watch the meeting in its entirety or watch it by segment. You have both options.
Okay. And how long, the question was brought up here, evidently there were some issues of how long are you planning, the equipment you're buying, et cetera, for the length of time that you are planning to maintain this equipment, these meetings on availability?
As a final,
get my time around.
You know, we hadn't made a final decision on that. When the meetings are condensed down to an MPEG-4 format, they don't take up a whole lot of space. Some agencies, like Coastside County Water District, had decided that they wanted to have their stuff forever on the website, so they want us to give them the data file so that they can put it on their own website forever. We have no problem with that. We have absolutely no problem with you guys using this material in any way you want to for public educational information. We only have a problem when we've paid for all the services, when someone wants to just take our footage and use it where they're getting advertising on their website. That's the only issue for us at all.
Okay,
go ahead.
You're coming up to this issue of copywriting the material and how that's handled. And I mean, I heard some discussion going on here, and not in disagreement, just to whether or not Montero Fogg, CoastSider, etc. are truly commercial sites versus, it's pretty easy. San Francisco Times picks it up, Half Moon Bay Review picks it up, etc. You could say, yes, okay, they're commercial operations. I mean, I'm having a little harder time, I guess, dealing with the other two organizations as to how much money they're making off of their website. And so I'm just...
Yeah. Can I give just a tiny little bit of history here?
Okay.
Basically, what happened is about a year ago, Barry Park came to us and said, we'd like to take your video footage that you guys record and put it on my website, on his website. And he came to our board, and our board said, well, why? What's in it for us? Why don't you put it on our website? Would you put it on our website? He said, no. This is not for the community website. It's for my website. when our board asked him, what do we get out of it, he said, absolutely nothing. And so we decided that, you know, as far as that, he could do a link to us if he wanted to. Anybody can do a link to our website if they want to get the information and then make editorial comments. That's what they do on Montero Fog, and you won't get editorializing on MCTV's website. It won't be an editorialized putting out of your information, but it will be on Montero Fog and on CoastSider.com.
I want to make a suggestion here, and that is, it seems you guys need to get together and work this stuff out, irrelevant of what decision we make. Because I think, as the public, we could benefit from all of you working together on this little issue here. Got that one. You said that when we so the material, let me understand this, the material that comes to us is available for us to then distribute to anybody we want?
To the extent that we provide you with a copy of the video, it becomes a public record because it's related to your activities that you own it. It doesn't matter whether it's a list of the inventory on a particular truck or a DVD of a meeting. It's a public record. People can come and get it from you, and they can ask you for a copy of it, and you have to give it to them if you charge them the cost of making a copy of the document. And that's the law. There's no question about that. But they can only then use it for their own individual purposes or for, you know, in litigation or because they want to study something or they want to teach something. They can make, you know, essentially what the copyright law refers to as a fair use of it. They can't go take that and then make a commercial use of it. That's the only difference. And that's what we're talking about. If you end up with the DVD, or if somebody goes to the website and puts on the link, they can download it, they can listen to it in their car, they can do anything they want like that, but they can't put it on a commercial website. And I disagree still with what Barry says when he questioned the article about the State of the Union address. The fact of the matter is, yeah, the U.S. government didn't ask NBC to come there to do that, but the agencies around here don't pay the full cost of taping these meetings. They don't have the copyright because they didn't produce these videos. If you went out and hired your own group of people to do it, you produced it, you'd have the copyright too. But that's the way it goes in the news industry, and it doesn't matter whether it's a nonprofit like us or it's NBC. But anybody can take that program and make a fair use of it. If you want to include a little bit of it and show it in a school to school kids, no problem. But when you put it on somebody else's commercial website, it's an issue. And as we've said before, we've been told by the city and the county not to give up our ability to make some money out of the work that we do for the community in order to keep this thing going, because we can't do it just on the money we get from Comcast. As people mentioned, there's a bleed out to the dish. You know, we have a lot of other communities that have a lot bigger populations have bigger access operations because of that money.
I do want to clarify, the money is not from Comcast. The money is from the city and the county of San Mateo. We have no, Comcast has no control over us, has no control over our information. There is no affiliation that could restrict us in terms of our relationship with Comcast.
Doug, did you have any
other? My last question was just, what are the, you said there were eight agencies you're currently doing?
Yeah.
What are the eight agencies?
So there's the city council, there's Granada Sanitary District, there's Montero Sanitary Water District.
The Rio Unified School District.
CCWD, Sanitary Water, and Midwest Community Council.
And also we show the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors.
That's six.
That's six, and sometimes Planning Commission meetings.
Right, the city will also have us do their Planning Commission meetings, and we have on occasion actually come and done fire district meetings in the past when you asked us to. And in fact, I had actually talked to the individual fire departments, and we have done the fire department when it was the Hackman Bay Fire Department.
But let me, there's no other, go ahead, John.
I have a few comments.
Chris, I'm sorry.
My family and I often watch MCTV, and we found your programming to be very well done and high quality. We're, you know, very professional programming. Also, I've been on Montero Fog, found it to be excellent quality, I mean, what you do there, you bring a lot of the community needs and a lot of community interest onto your site. But what I found on Montara Fog, and for me, this is how I weigh it. Montara Fog, I found to have definite political bias. Would you agree, Mr. Beauville, that there is on there?
I think any news site will have some bias. I as a human being, have a bias. The review have a bias, and everybody has a bias. MCTV has, if you analyze it carefully enough, has a bias. The right answer we're looking for is there needs to be a neutral home for the video, and that would be your own web page. So in other words, the video would be published on your web page, and it would be freely available, and then Montara would pick it up, co-site if they want, review if they want, and then whatever commentary they want to put on it, that's fine. That's how democracy works. Your job isn't to control the debate. Your job is to get the information out there so the free marketplace of ideas can form and function. So there should be a place that people can go where they don't see the commentary. And for that reason, my proposal includes giving you the video, giving you a compressed video ready for web presentation on your site, and giving you help to get it up there if you don't know how to do it already. And so what I envision in my proposal is really two publications. One, on your home turf, which is neutral, and then on Montara Fog following that. If I get enough agencies to do this for Montara Fog, what I will do is create a new neutral government video site for all the government videos and make it like a home base. The idea is you have one restaurant, it's really great, it gets almost so many customers. You have a cluster of great restaurants, all of them benefit. But having all the meetings in one place would be a benefit. And have it connected tightly into the popular sites like Blue Cider and Montara Fog. But yes, some people are concerned about commentary. Commentary is not bad. Commentary is welcome, I think. Most boards dream of having commentary on their actions. So you shouldn't be afraid of that. But you do need a home for it. Your own web page is the most likely source for a home turf, for a neutral home turf for that. But you do want the commentary. So don't tell people to make you afraid of public exposure. Public exposure is what you want. It's not an evil. It's a good. So.
Thank you. Look, let me... I'd like to make a motion that we continue this until our March meeting and also ask if the two groups or other interested people would like to submit any supplemental information to the chief that we could have in our board packet for making this. Frankly, there's so much going back and forth here, and I'm not even sure that I'm ready to make a decision on this thing at this point in time. But
I agree 100% with you, President Burke. I think I'd like to see proposals coming back from both groups. They've both heard each other. They've both heard the needs that are there. And I think they can both should be able to address, hopefully, in a compact format along with costs from both groups. My one comment is that we talk about how many people don't have MCTV. As a guy who deals with computers all the time, I can also tell you there's a large number of people that don't have high-speed internet. And I think we've got to take that into consideration also. And I'm not sure what those numbers are. I'd like to have those numbers in front of me. Maybe, Darren, you could hit up CoastSideNet. I don't know if we can get the numbers and the number of people that have high-speed internet available on the coast or not. But those are the kinds of things I'd like to... sort of get my hands
around. Hang on. The motion to continue is seconded.
Yes. I'm sorry. I should have done that before I spoke.
I don't know. Comments or discussion?
Always.
Okay. Let's vote. All in favor of continuing this to the March meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And I would, first of all, that the emotion and the strong feelings that have been expressed remarkable, and I compliment everybody who sent them. It's not wishy-washy at all, to say the least, but I would just encourage you, any kind of information that you can provide to the Chief Cole for our next meeting, I think would be helpful to us to reach a decision, but it will be on the agenda for next week.
We are not going to be out of town on the
20th. You do not have to be here. I would encourage you to make sure that you have all your information to the Chief.
In that respect, in order to all fairness, should we not take public comment at the next meeting on this issue, but rather receive their written materials?
Why don't we do that? That'll make it fair to everybody.
But I think that I would like to see a motion on the next meeting.
Yeah, I'm prepared that at the next meeting we make a decision. But, yeah, but there will be no public comment.
Okay.
All right. No, we're not going to do that.
Well, the way you have this agendized, there will be public comment. You have to open it up for public comment, but you can have some general parameters on it and make it, ask people not to talk about the same issue.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Focus it.
Thank you for keeping us on the straight.
Very.
Can you?
Let's proceed.
Yeah. Okay, thank you again, everybody who felt so strongly about the subject. The continuing on item B in the new business, we have actually.
Barry.
I'm sorry?
Greg, that's Barry. Just wanted to leave us in the air. We need to leave that to you.
Oh, yes. On item B and C, we're going to ask.
Thank you very much.
Yep, go.
Bruce and.
I know. It's.
Let's
take a 2-minute break.
Okay, 5-minute break.
5-minute break?
Yeah.